Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome, hey, everybody.
Yeah, definitely a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we got the B-R-A-T back in the building.
Yes, we
I'm happy
you.
To be back. I'm happy to be back.
I'm happy that you're back.
We happy to have you, yo. Let's get this party started. But before we do that, we got to bounce it over to the West Coast with Heidi and Frank. What up, y'all?
Hello, I missed you, Brad.
Welcome back, Brad.
I missed you guys, too.
Oh, well, shut up, Gary. You ain't miss me.
I miss you much. I really miss you much.
Okay, Janet.
Okay.
Well, not only did we find the brat, but the Oscars have finally found the host, and you guys actually might like this one. And Pete Davidson is moving on from Ariana Grande, but is he looking for new love too soon? But first, we got some sad news for everybody out there that believes in true love. And some great news if you're a dirtbag.
I've been heartbroken all day.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Porsche.
Well, Cardi B and Offset have called it quits.
What? I really thought those two were going to go the distance with all of the romance and non-fighting that they experienced.
I did too.
Well, you guys are positive people because no one thought this was going to go the distance. Nobody. Cardi hopped on the gram sometime after midnight to announce the breakup, and this is what she had to say.
I've been trying to work things out with my baby father for a hot minute now, and we're really good friends, and you know, we're really good business partners, and you know, he's always somebody that I run to talk to, and we got a lot of love for each other, but we're not together anymore. I don't know, it might take time to get a divorce, and I'm gonna always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father, and yeah.
Is that hair thing just a habit? Because there's nothing to push away, yet she continues to push away hair that doesn't exist. It's driving me crazy.
Black
she's
girls when they get long hair.
Show the day before.
It was helping her out with the message. But listen,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you need something to do with your hands.
Yeah, you got to have something to do. But you know what, y'all? This is the best breakup ever if she had to do it, if it's real. Because you advertising. Look how good she looks. Her makeup looks good.
Honey, she don't have on nothing to do.
If there ever was a soulmate for me out there somewhere, it's Cardi B.
It's probably Cardi B.
And that's what every man is saying.
Yeah, like, I mean, she's like pretty much every dude's sexual spirit animal.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, even her breakup video was attractive.
Right.
Like, that should have turned me on, but it did.
Hey, I don't know you well enough to know if the answer to this question, but Frank, you could not handle Cardi B.
Oh, no, I could not handle Cardi B. She would destroy me, but I would love to die that way. Well, everyone, award season is upon us, and we've anticipated this announcement for a while now, and this is huge. A good friend of Dish Nation has been announced to be the host of the 91st Academy Awards telecast, scheduled to air in February on the 24th of 2019.
Gary?
Unlike him, this is huge. Ah! It's Kevin Hart! Kevin made the announcement on social media by posting a photo of the golden statuette along with this caption. For years, I have been asked would I ever host the Oscars, and my answer has always been the same. I said it would be the opportunity of a lifetime for me and that it will happen when it's supposed to. I know my mom is smiling from ear to ear right now. I'll be sure to make this year's Oscars a special
one. Now, do you think there will be a joke in there somewhere that you can compare? Like, how big is the actual Oscar? Will they put it next to Kevin Hart for something?
Oscar this big and Kevin right now.
Somebody comes out and grabs Kevin Hart and goes, I'd like to thank the Academy. Oh, this
is and The Rock will carry him off stage. Yes. You know The Rock's going to win like a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I mean, who else could you possibly have gotten? Like, Kevin Hart is the guy.
Yeah, Chris Rock already did it. We already said that.
You know, a lot of times people want to do it and they never want to do it again. So I think it's a lot of work for maybe you're playing to a Hollywood crowd, which may not get big laughs. So you're like, God, I put all that work in. And it's like, thankless almost.
Is this a response to the Oscars getting a lot of flack for me, like the Oscars being so tall?
Oscar's so tall.
Oh, yeah, it's so
they
white.
They gave y'all a black Oscar and y'all didn't watch it last year. Okay? So now they're going to give all the white awards out and gave you a black host.
Well, it looks like Pete Davidson is looking to get his groove back because a source close to Pete Davidson said he has now joined a very exclusive dating app in hopes of finding love. Now, keep in mind, he's been broken up with Ariana Grande for 2 months now, so it took 2 months to get over her, and now he's looking to maybe possibly send text message rings to a new girl.
Oh.
2 months, do you think that's...
2 months is too soon.
But guys, like, recover differently than females do, and I think the whole time he was in that relationship, he felt like it was going to end
any second.
So he was
prepared.
He thought it was a dream. Yeah.
Here's the thing. He knew that he had to go above and beyond with Ariana Grande to get her in the sack. So let me give her a big, giant diamond ring. Let me get tattoos all over my body. So she kind of felt obligated to go out with him and spend more time with him and eventually sleep with him and then knew it wouldn't last. So now he's got to cover him up, and he's back out there. And he's using the Ariana Grande cred to get him more dates.
Y'all making it like he owe everything to her. Like, he was doing his thing before she came along. Well. And just like he got a hold of her, and his stock has definitely went up since her, so he's going to have bitches in his DMs, okay? So let's not negate the fact that he's on Saturday Night Live getting his own checks. And has been doing it for a long time. So, Frank, don't be dogging him out so bad.
I think he's a genius. But we all know, we can all agree that Ariana Grande, as far as, like, just seeing these two is way out of Pete Davidson's
it means. But it lasted for a while, though, and they looked like they were really in love. They were getting tattoos.
But I still think he's going to want somebody who kind of is similar to her. Like when Diddy was with J-Lo, he put the girl in his video who looked like J-Lo. He dated a couple girls who looked like J-Lo afterwards. I think he's still going to get like a Ariana knockoff.
He didn't get Cardi B. Hell, she looked like Ariana a little
bit.
Well, y'all, are millennials messing up the economy? What y'all think?
Yes.
Yes?
In what way?
Well, there's a study out that suggests millennials are embracing the couch potato lifestyle a little too much, and this is really affecting a ton of businesses. Millennials prefer to date through apps, shop online, work, and even drink all from the comfort of their own home.
A lot of them don't even communicate with words.
That's true. That's what we like to do as millennials. We don't want to go out. Yes, I'm a millennial, boo. Honey. Yes. You are a million years old. I am a millennial.
Did y'all know Portia was a millennial?
I am a millennial.
She is.
In what life?
Can you Google it, please, and look up the definition of a millennial
you're a Generation X niece, honey. You're not a millennial.
No, I am not. I am a millennial.
No, millennials are almost 40 years old.
It's okay. It's okay, guys. An article published in Mintel says that 28% of millennials prefer to drink at home instead of going out, and that's way more than for baby boomers ages 54 to 72.
That would be you, Gary.
Generation.
And you on the edge of that at 72.
I'm going to need you to cut this nonsense.
this out. No. Only 15% of baby boomers prefer drinking at home. In-home drinkers believe that staying in is more relaxing, cheaper, and personal, and it also helps them keep tabs on how much alcohol they consume. What y'all think?
Well, I tell you, one of the reasons is that we millennials, we're not...
Wait, what did you have because we have all these millennials? You're not a millennial.
You're like right on the line. You're a baby boomer. You got Gen X tendencies.
No, this is a damn Dish debate. Go online and you tell me if Portia Williams is a damn millennial or not.
Will do, ma'am.
Anyway, Charlize gets emotional with Michael B. Jordan, and if you like yoga, you might have to thank Gwyneth Paltrow for its existence. We'll explain all that coming up after
Gwyneth
the break.
Gwyneth is a millennial.
Dish Nation.
The holidays are just around the corner. How's your holiday shopping going? Well, mine wasn't going that well, and I wanted to buy my son something meaningful and something that he'd really love. For a really special gift for the special people in your life, you gotta check out Canvas People. Canvas People prints your favorite memories on canvas and turns them into unique works of art that add such a beautiful touch to your home. When I heard about Canvas People, I thought, what a cool way to turn photos of my family into art for the wall. With Canvas People, you get your favorite memories printed to cherish and beautiful prints that look great on any wall. Now, as a special, very limited holiday offer, CanvasPeople.com is offering their popular 11x14 photo canvases for free. That's right, free. Now, these normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text DISH to 797979. Just pay shipping and handling. Now, this offer won't last. Text DISH to 797979. That's DISH to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, Oscar winner Charlize Theron and Michael B. Jordan recently got together, but not in the way you think. They both sat down to do Variety's actor-on-actor interview series, and with South African Charlize being a mom of two African-American children, of course, the topic of whether she watched Black Panther with her kids came up, and things got pretty emotional. Take a look.
How did you feel, like, if you saw Black Panther?
I had a very emotional reaction to it. I still do when I think about it. I cannot wait for my girls to be big enough to share this with them.
Wow. That's amazing.
That movie broke so many glass ceilings across the board. Not just the fact that there are women in power and that they're Black, beautiful, strong African-American women. I mean, it's so empowering to watch that movie.
So what do y'all think about what she had to say?
Well, that was touching.
I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, but that's good she didn't get involved with a Black man and have a Black baby. She adopted him. So.
We talking about the sweetness of how she felt about this movie and having two Black children.
Well, she should have taken them to see the movie, though. I mean,
they're not old enough yet for it to resonate.
You're too young sometimes.
But sometimes they say train a child while they're young. And if you teach a child while they're young, they will
that child will learn combat.
Is that the white woman in you, the racist white woman coming out? Oh, okay, that's
Are
what it
jealous
is.
That's just inner colonizer.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Come off the plantation.
Nancy ass.
No, but this is beautiful. You know, I love the fact that when these Caucasian women or Caucasian parents, you know, they adopt these African-American children, how they keep the culture going.
But yeah, I was just kind of liking Michael, because she was pulling out those tears, though. I mean,
because she got emotional,
yeah,
Gary.
Like, I mean, like, she has a connection with her children. It made her feel a certain kind of way.
Oh. She's raising strong Black women. That's what she's saying.
And the movie shows such women empowerment that she can't wait to... Gary.
Are you crying,
Are you crying, too?
Oh, my God. You're such a hater.
He's a bipolar hater.
All right, man. So Oscar winner and group founder Gwyneth Paltrow's on the cover of the Wall Street Journal's magazine looking great. But what's getting more attention is her latest claim of guess what?
What?
Goop.
She's pretty much saying that she invented yoga.
Uh-huh.
Yoga has been around for thousands of years.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, like, you know, I kind of started this thing. So she said, I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak.
Yep.
Forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to do a yoga class in L.A. recently and a 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And literally, I turned to my friend. I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I get what she's saying, though. She's not saying she started yoga because that's not possible. She's too young. But she probably bought it into pop culture.
She probably made it popular.
Yeah, she absolutely did.
She
I mean,
did.
We didn't know what the hell hell she was doing when she was doing all the moves and carrying on. Like, what is she practicing? And then we got into it.
Russell Simmons is who, like, really showed yoga to me.
That's so right. He copied Gwyneth Paltrow because he just started doing yoga. Now.
Probably
I think
did.
Russell's been doing it for
Russell's
a very
out
long
there
time.
Before that.
Not before Gwyneth.
Yoga's dope, and you go, like, watch videos of people doing yoga online. Like, it helps you stretch out and, like, get, like, loose.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do some.
I did maternity yoga.
I
did pregnancy yoga. I did, but I made Lamaze. Is Lamaze like yoga? Lamaze, no, but they had yoga for us. Oh, okay. Yeah, we did it, but some things happened that I won't discuss. Little noisy. And I couldn't hold it either.
Up next, y'all, it was Jay-Z's birthday yesterday, and the sweetest post he got was from his mother-in-law, Miss Tina. We'll show you what she had to say right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, yesterday was a special day for a rapper in particular, who goes by the name of Jay-Z. Oh. He turned 49 years old yesterday. So, with all the birthday love, nothing could have been more heartfelt than this. Now, Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mom and Jay-Z's mother-in-law, posted a picture of Jay-Z on Instagram wishing her son-in-law a happy birthday. And she wrote, "A very happy birthday to my amazingly talented, super smart, gracious, classy, filled with swag son-in-law. You have done so much for our culture. Thank you for that. Could not be more happy to have you in my family and could not be more happy to be in yours. I have watched you grow personally in leaps and bounds, and you're an incredible husband and the best father. I love you."
Aww, that is so sweet.
Man, that's sweet.
I wonder if she said they was cheating on Beyonce.
Well, maybe not then, Gary, but she's definitely, you know, forgiven like Beyonce.
Yeah, people go through things.
Yeah.
And what has he done for our culture?
Jay-Z is single-handedly pushed, like, fashion in hip-hop. Like, you know, nobody was rocking, like, you know, throwback jerseys before Jay-Z was
nobody
doing hip-hop.
Nobody made as much money in liquor as far as
a that's not for our culture.
No, okay, well, all right. Well, then, politically, prison reform, he's ahead of that. He's pushing that narrative.
But Kim Kardashian got people out of the pen. He hasn't.
He got Meek Mill's out.
Oh,
listen, you can't discredit Jay-Z. It don't matter what you say, okay? You can't do nothing to take that away, Gary. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Okay?
So when you think about a guy like Jay-Z, what could you possibly get for a guy that's that rich?
You gotta do thoughtful things.
Thoughtful things. Yeah. Like, okay, like, do something that he likes. All right, I know he's always got a cigar, right? Get him a really nice cigar cutter or something. Like, you know, he knows it doesn't cost a lot, but he know you put thought into it.
Right. Something that you have to think about.
I mean, looking at the picture of his hair, I would give him a nice comb, you know? And
What y'all think Solange got him?
Probably
Mace. Probably
got him.
Or a security whistle.
To use against her?
Life alert.
Dang.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and if you're looking to give someone a special gift for the holidays, I got you covered.
Oh, really? Right? What is it?
I do. Well, Porsche, it's these stunning watches by Laura Ashley.
Oh.
It comes in three different styles. One is the facet bezel sunray watch, the split mesh band sunray dial watch, and the thin strap watch with the crystal bezel.
Oh, Brett, I like this. I'm gonna add this to my fabulous jewelry collection.
These timeless watches will effortlessly complement a woman's accessories collection. Their alloy design features a round case with crystals and an elegant mesh strap, a clasp fastening, and the watches are finished with diamante details for an added touch of feminine appeal, darling.
Yo, I know just the right person I would buy this for. How much is it?
Well, head crack, y'all take out your wallets, because usually the Laura Ashley watches will cost you between $295 to $395. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. Oh, wait, from $295
to
$29?
Girl, that's a deal. Honey, you better just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Up next, a flight attendant got inspired by strippers, honey, to get his passengers' attention. Heidi and Frank will explain right after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, Frank, you've flown a lot. I mean...
No. Yes, I have.
So have you ever really paid attention to that safety demonstration that they do before the plane takes off?
I try to because I feel so bad for them because they have to do it. But
they're
it's like at some point, yes, we figured it out.
I know. Well, there was a Southwest Airlines flight attendant who figured out just the right way to make you sit up, lock that seat tray in the right position.
Oh, it's Southwest? Great.
Uh-oh.
They always try to get creative. Well, what'd they do?
Well, check this out.
I'm holding tight. Oh, my gosh. What just happened? Hold her at the strap or something. I'm going to blow it. All right.
Good. Good one. Good.
Oh, my God. All right. Do you pay attention to this guy?
Yes, you'd have to. I mean, seriously, he's trying to entertain himself. At some point, you're doing that same thing, you know. Over here, accent. Have you ever done that? Have you ever just pulled out a random, like, stripper dance just to entertain yourself? Like, if you're at the DMV, and you're just like, I'm number 47.
Dancing on a stripper pole is extremely hard.
I heard it's going to be in the Olympics. Hey, guy can dream, right? Seriously. Come on, Olympic Committee.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.